Hello, this is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark BB. And this week I'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We'll look at primarily the first two verses this week. And a reminder, at the end of the program, we'll give a P.O. box number for anyone who has any comments or any concerns that you might like to write us about. But let's first of all look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come into your presence today with thankful hearts and hearts of worship and praise for the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you would lead and guide as we look into this subject of prayer. We confess how we often pray not enough. We come before you, Lord, with hearts wanting to be encouraged along this line. We pray that we could encourage others to pray and seek your face, Lord, those that are saved. We pray, Father, that in this study also that we reach out and can convict souls by your Spirit, those that know not Christ. We just ask for your leading and your guidance, because we do need your help. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, as we're in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it's a pleasure to be back with you, as it always is, ever 3 weeks or so that Brother Jeff and Mark and I rotate. And as we're in our book study, in this Bible study program, as we attempt to go through the epistles of the New Testament, we find ourselves in 1 Timothy 2, and we're going to read the first 4 verses, but then we'll back up and primarily look this week at least the first 2 verses. Paul, writing to Timothy, encouraging this young believer in the faith. He's younger than Paul in the faith, and we see that Paul exhorts him, gives him a charge early in chapter 1 to hold a sound doctrine. And he goes on and gives a short few verses of an overview of his own testimony to Paul. And as he ends chapter 1 with the continue of that charge of holding to sound doctrine, we find ourselves at chapter 2, and it says this: I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now we see here a tremendous exhortation of prayer, and then it goes on to the tremendous heart of God to see men come to a saving knowledge of Christ. And if we might, let's read verse 5 as well and 6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for all. Yet we see the responsibility for each individual to yield to him, to turn to him and receive that which was done upon the cross, that perfect sacrifice for sin, given for all. Yet it says, whosoever will may come. Now, as we back up to verse 1, let's speak about prayer. We see here in 1 Timothy, our key verse, if you would call it that, our theme is a better term, is in chapter 3, verse 15. It says, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So we see here what we call church order. Church order, which proclaims to us the examples, the patterns of the New Testament. And we, being in that same dispensation, dispensation, the time, same time period, same economy, we are in the church age. And we see the examples of the New Testament, the exhortations, the principles laid out apply to us just the same. So the scripture makes it clear that God does care how we behave ourselves as we gather as an assembly of believers. And here in verse 1 of chapter 2, we see prayer is very important to him. We see public prayer in the early verses of chapter 2. He exhorts Timothy here. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, well, let's just stop right there. First of all, is this the first in your personal life? Is prayer something you say is first? You know, if you go back to the book of Psalms, we see back there in chapter 4 and verse 4, one of the verses that stands out in my mind whenever we get on this subject of communing with the Lord, says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Early in the morning, that's a good time, a precious time, a fresh time to commune with the Lord, to pray. Now, also, a quote. I do not recall where I had picked this quote up from, but it stuck with me. A well-known brother, I believe it was mentioning how he had such a day full of activity before him. He said, I had so much to do today that I had to spend the first hour and a half in prayer. You know, that's the attitude we need to have. Instead of saying, I've got so much to do, I'm so busy. But instead, if you're that busy, that's all the more reason to spend much time in prayer. A prayer warrior, we could say, had that quote. He said, I had so much to do today, I had to spend the first hour and a half in prayer. You know, that's something that we could write up on the wall in a little plaque that we put in our office and on our desk and have that as a, if you would call it a motto, for our life. Prayer. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. We see four parts here. Four parts. You know, the word all men is mentioned twice as well. I'll note that. That we're to have these types of prayers for all men. And it mentions those that are in authority. It goes on in the chapter, or rather, verse 3 of chapter 2, and it says all men, instead of being in connection with prayer, is speaking here of all men with their need to be saved. God desires for all men to be saved. When it says, who will have all men, it's the word desire. He desires all men to be saved, just like Peter mentioned. We see in 2 Peter chapter 2, 3 and 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing, there's the word, not desirous that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. My friend, God desires that all men are to be saved, but yet he's holy and righteous, and he gives you the opportunity. Yet, there's that option to reject him. He doesn't desire it, but that option is there. Many have gone on, and I fear, and as we see in the scripture, many will continue to go on into eternity, lost, in darkness, separated from their Creator. Oh, there'll be a time, the scripture says, that every knee shall bow, confess him as Lord. But you know, eternity will still be dark and painful and absent from God. Only those that bow the knee now in this life and accept Him as their Lord and Savior will have joy and be in His presence for eternity. We're all sinners, but only we that turn to Him now will have that eternity and that blessed hope and that blessed inheritance with Him. But having said that, let us get back to our subject of prayer. I wanted to make that mention of how it says all men twice in this little portion. But here, the first time it speaks of all men, it's speaking of this four parts of prayer, four different types of prayer. Number one today, let us look shortly at supplication. Supplication. If we would turn over to Hebrews 5:7, here's an example of Christ, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard, and that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now, we see here, it speaks of supplication, strong crying and tears. My friend, supplication, that's a specific, a strong, a personal pleading out to God. We see here in Hebrews, our Savior, with the example of supplication. If we were to turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 18, we see in verse 3-5, well, it's verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he saw within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. You see, by the example of this woman, her tremendous supplication, this judge changed his mind. Oh, he wasn't a believer, but what an example of supplication by this woman. Now we go on and we could turn back to the Old Testament and mention Hannah in 1 Samuel 1, how she desired to have a son. And we see the young Samuel in the early chapters of that book, 1 Samuel, how he grew up in the temple with the priest Eli. But beforehand, Hannah, who was barren of the womb at one point, had supplication, great crying aloud. Eli the priest thought one time she was drunk when she was actually praying, tremendously praying, supplication to God for a son. You know, also over here in the New Testament, we see Paul three times asked the Lord to take away a thorn in the flesh, whatever it might have been. But you know, the answer was to Paul that his grace was sufficient for him. But his answer was no. That brings us to the very point of we may have strong and specific personal pleading, supplication to God. The answer may be yes. The answer may be no. And sometimes it's wait. You know, a personal illustration, my family and I have kind of outgrowing our home and we're considering buying another home. We've had prayer over it for a period of months and at least a few months here and maybe a year or two, but we've been considering that and it's been kind of a wait. We think now we might be near a yes, but we're still waiting. But we've had to have supplication before him. This might be a weak illustration because it hasn't been something of the nature of Hannah crying out for a child. But we have had specific personal prayer on this matter that the Lord's will would be done. So that being an illustration of supplication, let us just end today saying, this is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe, encouraging you to pray if you know Christ on a consistent basis, to pray. If you know not Christ, turn to Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you have any concerns or comments, write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsour, North Carolina, 27316. Thank you.